You don't need to be Einstein to work out what we're doing here. From one crazy emotional Geordie to another. Tenerife Entertainment Awards 2016. Best Group 2006. Best Group 2008. Best Group 2010. Will they be victorious in another even-ending year? Mark Craig will be with Jenny from 1 o'clock today, which means I get the crazy Geordie. Mia Dean, good morning.
Get in there. Get in there, big man, Sam Roscoe. How's it going, mate? You all right?
All right.
Where you are, man? I tell you what, your voice hasn't changed in all these years.
Unfortunately, neither is yours.
I know. My missus is still trying to understand us, but never mind. That's one of them things.
If you're listening right now and you're not a Geordie, all you need to do is go to Teletext 888 for the subtitles.
I try and speak as clear as possible. Anyway, I've learned to do it since I've been back in the UK, like...
Okay, you've been taking, elocution lessons, have you?
Electrocution lessons, aye. Yeah, electrotherapy and that. So how are you, Roscoe Yari?
Hey, look, I'm fine, buddy. Nothing changes too much. I was reading on the chroniclelive.co.uk the other day, which is our favourite Newcastle-based online newspaper. According to the Chronicle, you're the fourth most famous Geordie after Ant-Man Deck, because they're one, Biffa, Cheryl Cole and Alan Shearer.
There you go. You know what I mean? What can I say? I've done well. I don't know if you've seen the thing I've done on the Extra Factor with Cheryl Cole. It was great, man. We had to literally speak as broad Geordie as possible, which was dead easy for me. And nobody understood us. Rita Ora was just sat there with her mouth open, just going, what the hell is going on here? And it was really good. So, I mean, yes, the fourth, I can go for fourth. I mean, I'd like to go for third, but, you know, fourth's good.
We were actually taking some bets in the office how long it would take before that incident came up. So let's do it.
Well, there you go. Under 30 seconds. Get in. I want a cut of your money, son.
Hey, look, no problem at all. It's one thing critiquing shows and stuff. It's much harder getting up there on the stage. Have you never fancied trying that sort of thing yourself?
The X Factor.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, first start, I mean, it's for younger people, and the older ones that just tend to get the mick taken out of them. You know what I mean? Which I don't mind as long as they give us money for it, but, you know, you've got to see your own way. I mean, it's not really my kind of thing, you know. I'm more of an entertainer, whereas, like, you know, I like the people, I like to jump around, climb trees, stuff like that. Whereas the X Factor, you've got to stand there still, and I can't stand still. Unfortunately, I mean, I've paced around the bedroom about 100 times now. So, do you know what I mean? Who needs to go to the gym when you're just pacing around? Just all you need is a phone, talk to Roscoe, go pacing around the room. That's all you need.
The wonderful thing about this interview, normally I do a few notes, I do a bit of preparation, normally, right?
Yes.
No, I don't. I'm a liar. But for this one, I knew I'd only have to ask two or three questions. You just go and fill the time. You're still a wild boy. You're meant to be a wild man.
Hey, man, you know me. I'd never grow up. No, the thing is, I mean, of course you grow up, as soon as you have kids, you grow up. I mean, that's the reason why we moved back to the UK in 2010, because me and Donna had our first, which was Harvey. He's now seven, can you believe it? And we've got another one now, Elijah, and he's three. But it makes you grow up, but, well, just a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, you pay your bills and you don't stay out for weekends and stuff like that. You know, you do grow up. But as the wild boy side of it, I mean, that was a great part of my life. I still miss it, you know, and I still talk to Mark every... Funny enough, I've just spoke to Mark there on the phone. We didn't actually speak. I just said hello. He said hello and was like, I draw. And that was it. But, so how's things on the rock anyway?
I'm meant to be interviewing you. This is how it goes. I know how Mark feels. You just say hello, you say goodbye, and you just talk in the middle. It's great.
Exactly. Oh, sorry, I thought I was interviewing you.
It's fine. Look, I had Mark Carlton on yesterday, and he was mentioning the fact that that's the same reason why him and his wife and the kids went back a few years later, almost to get some form of normality in life.
Exactly.
The thing about that is that that's all very well and good. You get the wonderful, but you still must have this pull for our wonderful island.
Of course. Tenerife is in my blood. I love the place. Anybody who doesn't love the place is obviously quite mad. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, I'm looking forward to coming across in October. I've been across a few times already. I've been to different destinations around the world and stuff like that. And, you know, there's nothing quite like Tenerife. It's like one big massive family. It doesn't matter how long... I mean, how long is it since I've spoken to you, Roscoe?
It's been a couple of years.
Exactly. And straight away, as soon as you rang, I was like, wow, listen to that, my God! It's like I spoke to you yesterday. But, tell you what, you sounded like Nathan, though. You sound like Nathan Swift. I I thought, hey, Nathan's back on the island. What's going on? Do you know what I mean?
Don't tell him that. He won't be able to get him out the door. for those that have been here maybe only a few years, or maybe for those on holiday, or for maybe those that have been living in a cave on La Gomera, just explain to the listeners the essence of first of all, what the Wild Boys are about, and second of all, how you managed to make it stick for so long with Mark.
Right. Very, very simply, right? This is how it was. When we turned up in 1999, me and Mark were luckily the right act with the right kind of music in the right place at the right time. Tenerife was just, it was the best place in Europe to go to. It was absolutely bouncing. Everybody had money. You know, it was just, it was a great time to be there. Me and Mark were young lads, you know, like with no cares in the world. We turned up with the right music, we're bouncing around the place, and it just all of a sudden it worked. And luckily, we worked in a place like Leonardo's, and we had somebody like Nabil looking after us, which nobody would said anything to us. So Nabil just said, my boys, you do what you want, you make me money. And we did. Next thing you know, I'm climbing up trees, up off vending machines at the top of the terrace, nearly killing myself. And he loved it, because there was, you know, as long as the rinkety-dinkety was like dinging away, he wasn't bothered. And that's why it worked. But I mean, because me and Mark had such a close relationship, and I knew what Mark was thinking, he knew what I was thinking, we worked really well together, it just lasted forever. You know what I mean? We were on that island for 10 years, but we'd worked together, 15 all together.
Yeah.
And it was a magical thing, you know, because we just, it was no preparation or anything. We never used to learn any songs. We used to literally just turn up, and then, oh, if I forgot the words, just get a piece of paper out of your pocket and start reading them, you know. Those were the days before you had iPhones and stuff like that, though, you know.
During the war.
During the war!
During the war! Rinky Dinky, love that.